I start to realize that eternal fate has turned its back on me.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. The fear is gone. It's 2 a.m. The sun's still warm.
All right, we're back, people. It's In the Zone. Lieutenant Eric Schein, we're speaking with John Graham. And John, you know, you've kind of led a, for want of a better way of saying it, a charmed life, or, you know, I'd even throw out, you may not feel that, but whether it's a proverbial or apparent silver spoon in your mouth, Stanford, Harvard, Foreign Service, I mean, you've led the life of Riley. You've led, you know, quite the life. You realize that there's a lot going on in our country right now where the opportunities are not. And I mean, you got stuck in some bad situations like in Vietnam as well. Do you want to share anything about Vietnam and maybe tie it to what's going on today and throw out a glimmer of hope for people who are going through some hard times now with everything going on?
It's hard to draw a glimmer of hope out of Vietnam.
It was a bad situation and a lot of bad came out of it. But, you know, I would hope that we learned something from it. But with everything that's gone on with Afghanistan and Iraq and, you know, what we're doing in other countries, even Obama coming out about the embassy in Pakistan and, you know, pushing because they've, and I don't know how much you've been following this. I'm sure you've been following, you know, fairly closely about the, I don't know if it was Admiral, I think it was one of the ones that was replaced, but it might have been Mullen, who had been saying for some time that, you know, the war is not in Afghanistan, it's in Pakistan.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know how you feel about us being the world's military police or police force. And I, you know, agree that we're supposed to protect our international rights of way, waterways, and more. But the best way to do that, in my mind, is through American commerce, trade, and transportation, like having an American flag fleet, American cruise ships, American commercial ships, instead of having 97% of our cargo carried on foreign flag, with foreign embassies, floating embassies coming to our shores, having floating embassies under a flag of truce or of trade going to other nations and other nations' ports as on a peaceful mission of commerce, trade, and transportation.
Well, you know, you watch Star Trek from time to time.
Probably too much.
Yeah. Here's these guys in outer space 300 or 400 years from now, and they're fighting Klingons and whatever. And they every once in a while they'll start talking about what's going on back on Earth, and they'll say things like, you know, God, a couple hundred years ago, would you believe nations on Earth were fighting each other? Could you believe that? As if it was just a crazy thing that they somehow finally mastered the idea that this globe had to be peaceful. And it seems so. I always smile when I see those exchanges on Star Trek because of all the problems and turmoil and violence in the country. But, you know, I'll tell you this. the lessons from Vietnam were never learned by George Bush. That's one of the problems. And,
right.
And I have nothing but scorn for the way that he conducted the way he started and conducted the war in Iraq. And we had learned some important lessons in Vietnam.
Hold on, John, sorry, this first break comes right at us. But
okay.
We'll come right back and stick on that topic in Vietnam. Sorry for the quick break right up at the front. But we got a long segment after this. Let me throw in the call-in number, 800-313-9443. We're speaking with John Graham from the Jurassic Project, and he's just going into a little bit about Vietnam and his experiences there and the bigger picture issue, politics, and more. We'll be right back.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecrets2you.com. That's learnthesecrets2you.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. This is In the Zone, Republic Broadcasting Network. Your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein. We're speaking to John Graham. And, John, I don't want to throw any asides into your career or downplay the importance of what you've done. But it gives me that kind of almost like, not that you're anything, you know, close to Forrest Gump as far as the character and his I guess almost like an idiot savant, like a type intellect. You know, you're brilliant. You've written a bunch of books. You've been out there. But the number of things that you've just like kind of fallen into is almost that kind of a storyline of where you've just gone out there, gotten involved in life, done your thing, and, you know, ended up in all these different places. There's the one picture of you, you know, at the United Nations representing the United States. Being an officer for the State Department, serving in Vietnam, working with John Glenn, all of these things that seem almost storybook, you know, to where it some people would believe it. You know, it's things that they only read about.
Hmm. Yeah, it is. It's been a weird life, and like I said in the opening of the show, I'm lucky to be alive. But I did all that as a young man because I was really hooked on adventure. I didn't do it out of patriotism or anything else. I did it because I just did it because of the adrenaline rush, and that's what my life was about.
Well, it seems like you got plenty of that. You were talking though about Vietnam, and
yeah, I was in Vietnam, and I was in the northern part. It was in South Vietnam. I was the political officer in that part of South Vietnam, and so it was a a difficult and a highly dangerous job, but I saw a lot of why we lost that war, and then the fact that George Bush didn't take up any of these lessons when he got to Iraq. I mean, we really understood the time we got out of Vietnam that it had to be a combination of civilian and military, that the military had a job to do, but the so-called hearts and minds part was equally important. And Bush kept saying, well, nation building is crap, and we're not going to do that. Well, it was so stupid. That's one reason, one of the mistakes that he made in conducting the war in Iraq. So I have nothing but scorn for the strategic sense of the White House, and nothing but praise for our men and women in uniform. But they were placed in a really difficult job under a strategy that just wasn't working.
Well, you know,
they finally got their act together 4 years too late.
Right. Well, you know, too, though, that. You know, and you may have a different opinion than I do on this issue. I'm very outspoken against some of these individuals, and I know their history, like Colin Powell, who not only was involved in My Lai, or, you know, you probably know how to pronounce it more, far better than I do, the My Lai massacre, and then covering it up. But he also sold the war in Iraq and the weapons of mass destruction to the world, let alone the United States and the United Nations. But he's also involved in selling something called block funding, which goes into federal contracting violations and more, to Congress. And he's also been knighted by the Queen. And there's a lot of things there that I have big problems with. And being knighted by the Queen is probably, you know, it's up there, and a lot of people would think that it's a joke and being knighted is not that big a deal and it's just a, you know, honorarium. But when you start to look at all the people that have been knighted, like George Herbert Walker Bush, Ronald Reagan, and look at what Reagan did with PATCO in using military air traffic controllers to break up and actually pink slip over 13,500 civilians, you know, those are things that I don't think the military should be used to carry out. Reagan is supposed to use federal mediators. We have all sorts of things, not only the Department of Labor, Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service. You know, it's almost like an internal State Department to resolve issues like this and not, you know, show 13,500 safety officers the street for a very important industry. And then when you look at everything that's happened, Kissinger's been knighted, you know, and he was born in Bavaria, raised in London to an age, came to the United States. Greenspan, and I don't have much praise for Greenspan and what he's done. And Colin Powell and Schwarzkopf, Giuliani, even Ted Kennedy and others. And when you look into some of the backgrounds, there are some very strong ties to Europe, and even in my mind, European royal families, to where these people, including Colin Powell, have, you know, I'll be very kind here, have let us down. I would go much further, and I have gone much further, but for your sake, I'll simply just say that they've let us down.
Well, certainly when Colin Powell did that presentation to the United Nations that turned out to be entirely false, he destroyed his reputation forever. It's too bad.
Yeah. Well, and he has, when you really start looking into him, you know, it's the motto from my academy is acta non verba, deeds, not words. And when you start to really analyze, you know, even Giuliani and a lot of these other people, they may have some claims to fame, but when you really look at the real history of some of these individuals, their deeds speak far louder than any of the words coming out of their mouth.
Yeah.
Because they've been involved in some really shady, you know, things that have gone on. I don't know if you'll go, you know, a lot of the callers and some of the listeners and stuff get into these, you know, areas, and I'll ask you how you feel about 9/11 and what happened there and what's happened to our country since then, including the war in Iraq. And do you think that we can ever find our way home to be in a republic, you know, a system of self-governance?
Well, I'm optimistic. Yeah, I wasn't through the last through the Bush years. I'll tell you that. I had absolutely no respect for that administration, and now we got a new shot at it. Whether the new guy can do it or not, I don't know, but at least it's a change, and I think it's an important change. And I'm prepared to bet with a shooter. I'm prepared to do what I can to help Obama succeed. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But I'm glad he's there.
Well, the only way he can, and he does seem more intelligent, and he is supposedly, you know, an expert on the Constitution, a constitutional lawyer and professor. But, you know, when you look at many of the picks that he's brought in and some of the things that he's waffled on as far as, I don't know if you understand, and with your background you might, there's an important Supreme Court case decision from 1957, and this is, you know, involving the Korean War era and more. It's called Reed versus Covert. And what had happened was a woman in England who was married to a service member, United States service member. Her husband ends up dead, murdered. She is blamed for it. She's prosecuted within a military tribunal by the army, found guilty. And the first time it was heard in 1956, they upheld it and said, no, it's fine. That, you know, service members' wives can be tried within military tribunals just like they could be. And then in 57, it was actually reheard, and this is the only time, I believe, a case the Supreme Court has been reheard and overturned, or one of the few times. And they actually went back when the Solicitor General got involved and the Attorney General, and many people don't realize that the Solicitor General is basically considered the 10th U.S. Supreme Court justice, because he gets to decide when and how and even direct the Attorney General on defending the Constitution. Ted Olson was, you know, the one under Bush. And the Solicitor General and Attorney General got involved, and the opinion that came out from Hugo Black, who was the Supreme Court justice at the time, they went all the way back to the Magna Carta and outlined why we're not supposed to have military tribunals for civilians, but why we're not supposed to have a competing system of courts underneath the executive branch. And they outlined the history from the Magna Carta forward of why we're not supposed to have two systems of competing courts. And one of the things that I've battled myself is not only in the change of the Coast Guard into a special branch of military from civil service and placing under, you know, military law in Homeland Security, a switch that should have never been flipped because they didn't come from the Department of Defense. They came from Department of Transportation. But they're carrying on military tribunals of American civilians. I'm not talking Guantanamo, Abu Ghraib, or anything like that. I'm talking about American citizens, civilians, born and raised here in the United States as federal maritime officers. They're prosecuting them in military tribunals using JAG officers, Judge Advocate General officers in uniform of the officer corps as prosecutors to prosecute individuals where they're presumed not innocent, which is constitutional, but they're presumed guilty. And they're being denied counsel. They're going up against JAG counsel without JAG counsel of their own. And I believe you should know from not only your service in the military, but also the State Department and more. One of the things in our military under the UCMJ is that if you end up in court, in a military court, you are also provided JAG counsel. You can still go get your own, but they level the playing field to make sure that, you know, if there's a JAG prosecutor, you know, many people have probably seen the show JAG. But these are some of the things that changed under Bush, and they're continuing on today, even under Obama. And he has talked about indefinite detention.
Yeah, I know. It's worrisome. It's hard to know what to do, though. And here you got these guys. Some of them are real bad guys. And because some of them have been tortured, they'll never get a conviction on them because torture makes their testimony not allowable under U.S. courts.
Well,
supposed to do with these guys?
But they're in limbo. They can't prove their innocence either.
That's right. They can't prove their innocence either. I'm assuming that they're not innocent. What I'm saying is that if they can't get convicted, Are we supposed to let them loose? I mean, Obama's faced with a really difficult decision.
We're going to break, commercial break. We'll get right back with this. We're speaking with John Graham, the Drafts Project.
A naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
All right, we had some callers, and Bill got disconnected, so Bill called back. Real quick, we were talking about military tribunals, and I want to be clear, though, we're not talking about Guantanamo, and I know Obama's been placed in a precarious position. I'm talking about American citizens, federal maritime officers, people working on American flag, commercial ships. The Coast Guard is saying that it is now a special branch of military that can carry on adjudication and regulation of civilian law and carry on civilian law enforcement when all of their personnel now come under the UCMJ. And they didn't before. The only time that the Coast Guard came under the UCMJ, and we touched upon this before, was in a time of declared war by Congress, the Coast Guard may – one person individually or a detachment or the entire Coast Guard be moved by either a declaration or an act of Congress subsequent to a declaration of war or an executive order by the president subsequent to a declaration of war by Congress. Then they would come under the UCMJ as a detachment to the Department of Navy within the Department of Defense. That is still all under civilian control, with the Secretary of the Navy and the Secretary of the Secretary of the Department of Defense, but now what they're saying is that the Coast Guard is a special branch of military, not in DOD, but in Homeland Security, and that in Homeland Security, because what they've done, and I don't know if you have heard or realize any of this, they've taken our Department of Defense violated the Geneva Conventions, turned it effectively back into a Department of War like it was prior to the end of World War II, and, you know, the outcome of the Nuremberg trials and the Geneva Convention changes at the time, making aggressive wars illegal, to where now the Department of Defense is a Department of Offense or a Department of Aggressive Wars, and Homeland Security is now becoming and being changed into and morphing into our new quote-unquote Department of Defense, so that we have a Department of Offense that is under military law, Title 10, UCMJ, and a Department of Defense, i.e. Homeland Security, that is being moved under military law as well. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You understand the ramifications of that?
I do, but I'm not. This is not my issue. And I'm much more concerned about Guantanamo, to tell you the truth.
Really?
I am. I'm concerned about the. I'm concerned about America's image in the world. I mean, we've got to somehow rebuild America's image from the morass that George Bush put it under.
But aren't you concerned of American citizens coming under military tribunals? I'm not talking.
I am, but I think there's a lot more. I think there's a lot more important issues out there than that. I know that's important to you, Eric, and it's important. It is important.
Well, as a naval officer, I understand the breach of constitutional, you know, principles of having, because you know, I'm a naval officer. I trained on the UCMJ. A civilian going into a military tribunal has no idea what they're walking into, and a military personnel, whether they be, you know, enlisted or an officer, if they go in, they're presumed innocent. They continue to get their pay, legal aid, medical benefits, and more. They're, again, presumed innocent. They're not deprived of anything until they're, you know, found guilty. But civilians that go in here are deprived of many of those things because they're not being provided legal counsel within these military tribunals. They're not being provided pay or employment or medical benefits or anything else. And many of these proceedings are going on for 6, 8, 10 years. And these are American citizens. They're not, you know, people who have been grabbed overseas as suspected combatants. They're American citizens, normal, average day folk. You know, I understand what's going on because I went to Kings Point. I'm a naval officer, and I understand the gravity of it. But many of these people don't even know that they're walking into a military tribunal.
Uh-huh.
And where they're presumed guilty rather than the constitutional precept or understanding that you're presumed innocent.
Yeah. I take your word for it, but it's just not an issue I know anything about.
Right. Well, and I'm trying to bring it a little bit to your attention that many of these things that are going on overseas or that are being brought to our attention, like Guantanamo, they're actually a little bit of smokescreen for what's actually going on internally as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've heard about much of the programs, you know, being carried on by Cheney and others. But I'll end on that. And let me bring in Leo from Massachusetts. Leo, you there?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the call. Are we having a three-way thing here?
Yeah, you're on and with John Graham. John Graham's the Giraffes Project. I don't know how much you've been listening to the program tonight.
I just bopped in. I hadn't spoken to you in a while, and I was kind of more worried about what's going on with Greg Everson.
And enlighten the listeners.
Well, it seems like he's moved on, and he seemed to be overreacting, I think, to the game that the system is playing with us, and I just kind of want to get him to cool out and, you know, look for some way that without. He seems like he's really super stressed, and I.
Well, no, but give the a little bit of the background.
Well, it's because of all the stuff that's coming down. I mean, all these, you know, the way they're running the system against us, Patriots per se. Overall, and coming at us from so many directions at the same time, it's just crazy. And I understand him flipping out, but...
Well, Leo, hold on a sec. We'll be right back with John Graham and Leo and Mass, and we've got some other callers holding. I'd like to stick to the issues and the guests if we can, but hopefully Leo can lay a little bit of groundwork first about the story and what's going on briefly, real quick, when we come back. And we'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, we're back, and it is the Republic Broadcasting Network. Your program In the Zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein, and I'm speaking with John Graham. The Giraffes Project, and we had Leo and Mass on, and I want to mention real quick is on the issue of, you know, even Guantanamo and the military tribunals and stuff, if you don't want to look at some of the stuff going on in the United States and just look at Guantanamo, the court system is supposed to be there in advance of any violations of law, rule, or regulation. We're not supposed to be building the court system after the fact. We've put ourselves in a very bad situation. And I find it, you know, whether these people did or did not do anything, they shouldn't be held or detained and denied due process. I mean, they're almost presumed guilty. I think, John, you even, you know, almost stated that yourself to some extent. And we shouldn't also hold and detain them indefinitely that they might do something, because many of these people were farmers who were actually taken up, sold to the United States because they were offering a $5,000 bounty, and you had, you know, neighbors who were selling out their neighbors and for $5,000 saying, sure, I can, you know, get his land and property and maybe his daughters and $5,000 to boot. What the heck? And I'll settle this longstanding grudge. And you know, this is not conjecture or hearsay. This has been, you know, reported upon in mainstream media. That, you know, many of these people are not, many of them, I think it's as high as 70 or 80% of the actual detainees have been released. And many of those were released by the Bush administration because they didn't do anything, and they knew that they couldn't prove that they had actually done anything because there was no evidence. Many of them were just, you know, caught up. We do have a system of laws in our country, and I just find that when we change them for anyone, whether it be a anchor baby, quote unquote, or foreign alleged, you know, pseudo combatants or non-combatants, that we injure ourselves and our own system of self-governance, and our, you know, self-protections. But Leo, real quick, if you can go into, just real briefly, I mean, a minute, cause I want to get some other callers. I want to let John continue to go, into some of these issues. But real quick, what is the story with,
Well, I mean, I think that it's a side, my issue is kind of a sidebar. I don't want to disrupt your call, so I'll hang up, okay?
All right, Leo, thanks. We'll call back next week and we can get into it.
Right.
Let me go to, John, yeah. I believe. John, you there?
I'm here.
How's, no, not John Graham, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
John the caller.
Oh.
Let me be clear.
Bless you both. Thank you so very much. It is just absolutely prayerfully thankful that you, Admiral, would have this particular guest on. Almost serendipitously.
We're not an admiral, but...
but your guest, but going back to your executive fourth branch, and I, some of us would be lucky enough to draw Dave that would ask, hey, how are you doing, Eric? When you know that you've done your own draft, and there have been a whole bunch of others, Vietnam and World War II as well, medical right. as well as social, financial, if not to a degree, and more so considering what the young gentleman that called us previous tried to allude to, within patriot Christian community, theoretically, decision, Boolean decision-making analysis tree, we ought to be able to discuss the whole problem. You brought up, strangely enough, in one point, the executive administrative state, and not knowing, you know, considering that you have had the experience of looking at the historical sweep and perspective.
Well, where they're trying to recreate star chambers or privy councils to where, rather than being a citizen with rights and rights that can be enforced in a independent Article 3 branch of government or judiciary, that they're using executive branch administrative agencies that were intended to control large employers and large industries.
CIA versus no such agency through academic grants and foundations. You brought up the point, however, what I believe, and I'm not trying to speak for the gentleman that was previous to me, but the ultimate question, not knowing whether your guest has had the opportunity, but probably assuming that he has, analyzed it from the Left Behind and Borman perspective, and all that at a wartime portends, especially from analysis.
Well, if you could be real quick, real clear.
I wanted you to answer his question. There is a component within the Patriot Christian community presently that are having a very difficult time accepting, recognizing, and analyzing difference between governance and government, let alone administratively, whether we can take advantage of 1,600 years of experiential research and constitutional substance
right,
to be able to make the difference in being able to get an answer for his question. Mr. Everson, the good Mr. Senator Guest, who would tell the audience of Republic Broadcasting, and I guarantee you, it goes back long before Republic, that there would be an attorney general within the state of Missouri that had, in co-conspiratorial fashion of war crimes, participated with Mr. Ashcroft, any more than Mr. Talent or Bond or Ashcroft.
You're talking about a similar story like Don Siegelman with...
Exactly, but... every time you
I'm not familiar with the story. That's why I asked.
You get an argument, an insult, or a stab and we're not trying to be the enemy.
I'm not stabbing anybody. I'm not stabbing anybody.
No, that is the point, sir. This question is the second time through, a different audience and a different host. And unfortunately,
but I don't understand.
This answer didn't get, you didn't let the guest answer the question, nor did you address it.
I don't think he understands who Mr. Everson or Iverson is. I don't myself know the history.
That's the problem, sir.
But then I'm asking you to enlighten the listeners, myself, and the guest, and say,
well, he's among one of others, any more than Mr. Guest.
Right, so what has happened to him? What has happened to him? Be specific, be clear. That's all I'm asking you.
He is a state senator, the state of Missouri, who would purport to support the governance of a hypocrisy of a democracy that produces genocide, worldwide genocide.
But you're talking in ambiguities and very broad stroke. I'm asking you to be very specific. What has happened? What is going on?
I believe that young gentleman that asked the question in regard to Mr. Everson is just trying to get your perspective and or your...
I don't know anything about the situation offhand. If you go into it, I might say, oh, okay, now I know what you're talking about. But offhand, I don't know what you're talking about at all. I'm not trying to play games or anything. I'm telling you, honestly, I don't know what you're talking about at all.
From a decision-making analysis, considering MacArthur made the same logistical, strategic, and analytical failures out of World War One into World War Two, and then misguided MacArthur. Truman. Apparently, we had the same thing going on from a strategic and an analytical, if not second, review of how best to address the issue.
John Graham, do you understand?
I don't understand a word of it.
Okay, so I'm in the same position you're in. John,
would there be a possibility if I could ask the both of you?
No, I'll give you my email. Send me information on it. I'll do the research.
I don't have that capability, sir.
Can you get somebody else to do it or tell me where
be willing to participate in a very small green room discussion with your guest so that specifics of the crisis analysis...
Well, can you give me... spell the name, first of all. Give me the full name of the individual so that I know who it is and I can do research on it.
Mr. Everson has a program considerably earlier, early afternoon, late morning, on Republic Broadcasting.
Okay.
And he has now left the station to go out and start field training. Mr. Commander Kornke, any more than Trotman, would purport to do the same thing how many other years ago, and we're still not ready? Maybe we're using the wrong strategy.
I don't know what. I need to drop the call because I have no idea. You can call back next week. I don't want to do a disservice to our guest. I want to stay on point. I have no idea who Greg Everson is. I guess it's Greg Everson. Or Evanson, sorry. My producer has given me info on the on the board right now. Let me go back to John Graham. I apologize, John. I'm not trying to blow these people up. I don't know what they're talking about at all. I'm sorry. And I don't mean to blindside you with the military tribunal issue. I wanted to enlighten you a little bit about what's happened with the Coast Guard and the changes. And I know that you've had a good experience with the Coast Guard. But that was a long time ago, and many things have changed, and I wanted to bring, up to you some of the changes and maybe enlighten you a little bit on some of the stuff that's going on. But there is this, and I've kind of, by default or defect, or ended up in the lap of this, I guess, patriot community, people who believe that there's things going on in our country. And I would say that, what he talked about with MacArthur, World War One, World War Two. John, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, I apologize because I kept getting calls in the middle of the program, and I wanted to make sure I didn't, like, see, there it goes again. That I believe, you know, if you really look at history, step back big time, that the last 1,000 years of history, especially European history, if not world history, has revolved around the unification or reunification of Germany. World War One, you know, forget about the Franco-Prussian Wars, Napoleon's France, Prussia, Bismarck, 80% of our legal codes coming from Bismarck and the three Napoleons under warlike conditions, World War One, you know, Duke Ferdinand being shot, World War Two being a continuation of that, focused around Germany. Cold War with Germany split in two, 1990, we get, you know, a reunification of Germany, and all of a sudden we get the European Union, the Euro, the United States is being, you know, is under attack as a republic. And there is a move, in my mind at least, to restore this system worldwide of United Kingdoms, you know, where the UK is very much alive and well, and the royal families, the Windsors in England, which are German, Saxburg, Gotha, Coburg, they changed their name in 1917 because, you know, people thought that it would look weird to have German royalty in the UK or Britain fighting German royalty in Germany. I look at things from that perspective, not as myopic and so centered and focused on America and the internal squabbles and politics of Eisenhower and MacArthur and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I would hope, with your experience with the State Department and your world travels, that you would also see things from that perspective. And I would ask that maybe you could go into a little bit, how do you feel about one world government? Or, you know, many people are...
I'll tell you what I think, and it's probably not going to be exactly what you think, but right. I've been in foreign affairs for a lot of years,
right?
Both in war and peace. And I really come to the conclusion that that there has got to be increased collaboration among nations. And right now, the only shot we have at getting that cooperation is through the agencies of the United Nations. And so my view is that we should not weaken, but we should strengthen some of these multilateral agencies. You know, some of them we agree with, like the World Health Organization.
But you've also had good experience with them and seen the positive effects of them. But
I'm also not a dope. I mean, I'm very experienced in foreign affairs and foreign affairs analysis, and it isn't just the fact that my own experience has been positive. It's that my analysis, and I'm now 66 years old with a lot of experience, is that as long as we try and slug it out, like George Bush was doing in Iraq, but America going it alone and telling other countries they could take a flying leap, we're going to pay a terrible price. So there's got to be cooperative relationships set up. I'm not talking about trilateral commissions and black helicopters and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy, for example, that we used after the Second World War, when we had both Democrats and Republicans coming together to form the Marshall Plan and NATO and doing some really good stuff.
Well, where they're focused on commerce, trade, and transportation, and avoiding and averting war, not trying to provoke and incite war.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. So I don't tend to think I don't put a lot of merit into conspiracy theories and, you know, the black helicopter stuff. I really don't. I just don't see it. But what I do see is a tremendous price we're paying, and certainly paid for the last 8 years, and telling other countries to just go buzz off, and we're going to try to handle everything ourselves. You can't do it.
Right, that we're the only superpower now, and everybody else can kiss our, you know, behind.
That's right. That's right. We've got to get together and look at the fact that in terms of these major problems, climate change, energy, health, we've got to cooperate with people or we can't possibly solve the problems.
Let me go ahead and take another call real quick, and hopefully they'll stay on point and stay to the guest. Keith from Tennessee. Or no, I'm sorry, Keith from Indiana, I think.
Indiana, yes.
Sorry.
I just thought I'd take a stab because, I mean, I think this is a rather naive...
Okay, be kind. Be kind.
Well, I'm saying I think it's rather
but
naive.
But not everybody's on your page, okay? So be kind.
I'm not being unkind, I don't think.
I know, I'm just... I'm just prefacing
99.9% of the Patriot community doesn't want any allegiance with the United Nations.
And I understand that. And I understand that.
But the thing about it, the courts, too. What courts? We don't have any constitutional courts in America, and we haven't had them for 71 years.
And why do you say that? And ask John a specific question. And
well,
try to. And
what
don't,
I'm saying is that he has hope in Obama, but it's the same international bankers that put Obama
in. No, but he's also, I think he's also, if you listen to the whole program, he's also kind of taken a step back and said, you know, and I've also even thrown in myself that the only way that our system of government works, it's self-government, is if we, the people, carry on the oversight and hold Obama's feet to the fire. And keep him honest and keep him on the right track and make sure that he does the right thing.
Well, again, I mean, you know, this is Agenda 21 we're under here. That the rule.
Well, again, I'm asking you to ask. You know, we're going to break. Hold on one sec, Keith. Ask a specific question. Try to respect the guest, what his background is, what he's done. If you, you know, just try to, you know, be nice. We'll be right back.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. We got very limited time. John Graham, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, real quick. And you know who Lou Dobbs is, of course,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
He's reported on this on his own program about the North American Union. Many people believe that the UK and Britain are up to their old games, and Germany as well, that they want to merge us into this North American Union, which, you know, if you look at the SPP and some of the things signed by Bush and Paul Martin and Vicente Fox, they lead right into this because many of the things that not only formed the United States but even the European Union were initially trade agreements. agreements of cooperation, and that they want to merge the United States, an independent republic, one of the only, republics of its kind in the world, a hybrid, a democratic republic, with Canada, that is a constitutional monarchy that swears allegiance to the Queen, and Mexico, which, when you look at the demographics of Mexico, there's five families that own and control the majority of assets in Mexico. It might as well be a monarchy or plutocracy. What are your opinions on something like that?
I don't believe it. I think these are gross exaggerations. I don't know what's going on that creates this kind of fear among some people. But I'm looking out there myself. I'm not stupid. I read a lot. I'm very experienced. I just don't see this natural evolution toward undermining our republic with a deal with Canada and Mexico. If anything, I see the opposite. We're constantly quarreling with our neighbors, good-natured quarrel, nothing serious. But I think that the independence of Canada, Mexico, and the United States is a solid and certainly doesn't worry me any.
But you realize that 79% of Canadians don't know that they live. This is a poll that was taken shortly after Harper. They were going to carry out a vote of no confidence, and the parliament was going to meet and convene and basically boot him out of office. And he appealed to the consulate general, who is the Queen's agent in Canada, and he appealed to the Queen, and the Queen barred Parliament from meeting to carry out a vote of no confidence.
The Queen has no power in Canada. It's a constitutional monarchy.
No, it's not true.
Monarchy.
It is a constitutional monarchy that swears allegiance to the Queen, and the Queen is still on their money and on their public contracts.
Well, I know that. But anyone that thinks that the Queen has any power whatsoever, has any power whatsoever in Canada, doesn't know what they're talking about.
This is legitimate. This happened last year.
Yeah, I know, but it's not. The end result is not what you say it is. There's not that kind of pressure on the Canadian Parliament from England is simply constitutionally not possible.
It happened last year.
Well, I don't know what happened last year, but it wasn't that.
Yes, it was. I'm telling you, I've actually read up on this, and it's been out and covered in mainstream media as well.
Okay, all right. I'm absolutely not with you there.
Okay, well, it did happen, and shortly thereafter, they took a poll that 79% of Canadians didn't understand. They thought that they lived in a democracy when in actuality they live in a constitutional monarchy. And if you have 80% of the people not knowing the form of government that they're under, there's something wrong.
Well, the constitutional monarchy simply means that they're a member of the Commonwealth, which is a totally figurehead type thing.
But it's more, the United Kingdom, if we look back to history, even with all the old adages that history, repeats itself, and those who don't know their history are doomed to repeat it.
Right.
There's a lot more going on there, and you've got to look at what, Britain has done in the past. Why would any Americans want to turn the Coast Guard, something that's into life-saving like you experienced, and into lighthouses and more, into a special branch of military, and that is now actively out looking for acquiring submarines and is putting depleted uranium and Gatling guns on their Coast Guard vessels. That's insane.
What's that got to do with Britain?
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying, is that these are things that are being driven from Europe. And, John, we're out of time. I thank you for coming on. I thank you for your efforts.
It's recent international.